On air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Good morning, I'm Nicola and this is your news roundup for Monday the 30th of January. Six people have been killed after gunmen opened fire in a mosque in Quebec City, Canada, during evening prayers. Police said a further eight people were wounded in the attack, which the mosque's president, Mohamed Yanghi, described as barbaric. A witness said two masked gunmen started shooting inside the Quebec City Islamic Cultural Centre, where more than 50 men, women and children had gathered. Police spokesman Christine Coulombe updated reporters following the attack in Quebec City, which happened during evening prayers. Two people have been arrested. The Canadian Prime Minister has condemned the attack as cowardly.
We consider the event like an act of terrorism. We can confirm that we have six persons pronounced dead, and eight person is in hospital.
The Foreign Office confirms that UK nationals will not be affected by the US travel ban. The Trump administration is standing firm over its ban on refugees from seven countries, despite court rulings and mass protests against the move.
The people that we are denying access to are the most vulnerable people in our world. I'm here because this is something that I can do on my own to voice my concern for those people.
Completely at a loss for words of how this even happened.
British Olympic champion Sir Mo Farah, who was born in Somalia and lives in the US, has said it is deeply troubling that he may have to tell his children he cannot go home. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson earlier contacted US officials and later tweeted it was divisive and wrong to stigmatize people on the basis of nationality. Nonetheless, the US border clampdown should not affect UK nationals travelling to the US, even if they were born in one of the countries on which restrictions have been placed. Theresa May's failure to do that at a press conference in Turkey yesterday led to a backlash from MPs on all sides who had wanted to see a tougher stance. The petition calling for Donald Trump not to be invited for a state visit to the UK has already gained enough signatures to be considered for debate in Parliament. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said it would be totally wrong for a proposed state visit to the UK by Mr. Trump to go ahead while the row continued. Roger Federer won his 18th Grand Slam title and first for 5 years with a thrilling five-set victory over Rafael Nadal in the Australian Open final. The 35-year-old Swiss won 6-4, 3-6, 6-1, 3-6, 6-3 to claim his fifth Melbourne title and extend his lead at the top of the all-time men's major winners list. That's all for now. Have a lovely day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.